laughter. Laughter, which is part of the TV soundtrack, is, I think, the greatest contribution of the United States to world culture in the 20th century. Why? Are you aware how magic this effect is? Listen, I come home in the evening tired as a dog. I turn on TV, Friends, Cheers, whatever. And I look at it, I don't laugh, I'm too tired. The TV set laughs. But I wonder if you are the same idiot as me, and I think I'm not alone here. The magic thing is that at the end of the show, I feel relaxed as if I have laughed. Literally, the TVs, so it's totally wrong, those who claim that the function of canned laughter is in a kind of a Pavlovian conditional reflex to trigger your laughter. No, it's more radical. It literally laughs for you. And what I claim is that the same goes for religious beliefs up to a great point today. We don't need to believe, we need another one, to use the Lacanian terms, subject supposed to believe.
Absolutely, yeah.
What are the lessons that you learned?
The truth doesn't hurt. Whatever it is, it doesn't
really
hurt. It's better to know the truth. I remember my mum only lied to me about one thing. She said there was a God. And, but that's because when you're a working class mum, Jesus is like an unpaid babysitter. It's just sort of like, she wants you to be good. You know, the best of working class mum where I grew up, could, she wasn't hoping I'd be a doctor or a lawyer. She hoped I wouldn't be stabbed to death in a bar and fight, you know. So the best thing to do is, well, if he's God-fearing, then he'd be good. It's a good rule of thumb because, you know, I went to Sunday school from about the age of four today, there was just great teachings of Jesus. I love Jesus. He was my superhero. He really was. God was magic, right? But Jesus was just a man. And what I loved about Jesus was he was kind. And he was brave. And I thought he was amazing. And I thought he was brilliant. Like, just a brilliant guy, you know. So I was about 8, and my brother must have been 19. He came in once, and I was doing something from the Bible. And I said, what are you doing? I said, oh, drawing Jesus. And he went, who was Jesus? And I said, well, he was the Son of God. He went, why do you believe in God? Right? And my mum went, Bob, shut up. And I knew she had something to hide. And he was telling the truth. And I knew from body language. And then I worked it out, and I was an atheist in an hour.
In an hour?
Yeah. It's true. I wish there was a God. I wish there was. It'd be great. What I've heard, he's brilliant, you know. But, you can't believe in something you don't. Also, if there is a God, why did he make me an atheist? That was his first mistake. Well, the talking snake was his first mistake, but...
Jahan. I'm not no professional TV man, but what I have to say I've written down. And if you can understand, we should be able to get along. Last night we lost 3 cherished members of our community. They were taken from us in a way that no father, mother, sister, brother should have to endure. Today we stand here to plead with all the youth to remain calm, for our communities to stand united. I lost my son. Blacks, Asians, whites, we all live in the same community. Why do we have to kill one another? What started these riots and what's escalated? Why are we doing this? I lost my son. Step forward if you want to lose your sons. Otherwise, calm down and go home. Please. And last, for all those people who were there when the incident took place, I was there too. I know who you guys are. Please come forward. I need witnesses to prove that my son was innocent and the two other chaps that died with him for no reason. Please, I beg you, come forward. You guys know me, I know you. We were all there together. Please come forward. Thank you very much.
Sans muse, dans l'eau, un sachet de lettres T, on s'y infuse. La main voyageuse trace un long message, que tes cellules puissent lire les bons massages. Un à un, les muscles se relâchent. Ces minutes sont celles de la relaxe. La pluie prend le bruit d'un ruisseau, piano, les paupières baissent les rideaux. S'invite à pas de braise, l'index fait onduler tes trapèzes. Un tel régal sur 15 vies, y'en a pas 13. Sur Vénus, j'étends ma thèse. Patience lors de l'ascension, pouvoir atteindre l'état d'émanation. Rose de vanille sera la senteur, une secousse traverse ton équateur. Légèreté à outrance. Allonge le souffle court, ton pouls ralenti écoute, glisse dans la douce transe, douce légèreté à outrance. Allonge le souffle court, ton pouls ralenti écoute, glisse dans la douce transe. La chaleur d'un soleil couchant sort de ce corps à tout bout de champ. La paume fait fondre le bouclier, rallume des territoires oubliés. Tranche ta ligne médiane, là où les opposés s'annulent. Dans le labyrinthe outrepasse les murs, suspendus par les fils d'Ariane. Légèreté à outrance. Allonge le souffle court, ton pouls ralenti écoute, glisse dans la douce transe, douce légèreté à outrance. Allonge le souffle court. Ralenti, écoute. Thank you.
Dialogue with you about the evidence one way or the other. We'll have a friendly conversation about it and I'll win the argument.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
just a pavement that I walk. All the while you loaned your nights to me. I wasn't able to forget. So I didn't kiss you like I should. Didn't grace you like I meant.
Tell us the truth about drugs, though. You know, they tell you marijuana smoking makes you unmotivated. That's bullshit. Yeah. When I was high, I could do everything I normally could do just as well. I just realized it wasn't worth the fucking effort, man. That was it. Why get out of bed? Shit. I'm just gonna get in traffic and go to a job I hate. Fuck it. Stay in bed and watch cartoons. All the news stories about drugs are negative. Same LSD story every time. Young man on acid thought he could fly, jumped out of a building. What a tragedy. I'm thinking, what a dick. He thought he could fly, why didn't he take off from the ground to check it out first? Why ruin it for everybody else? You don't see ducks lined up to catch elevators to fly south, goddammit. I'd like to see a positive LSD story. Would that be newsworthy? Just once? Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slower vibration, that we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There's no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and you're the imagination of yourself. Here's Tom with the weather. What a fucking story.
I'll give you one last call. Back in the stall, the only time I come around here is when I lose it all. And I don't know your name, darling. I never complain, 'cause if I know one thing, it's that I know my place. December's coming and it's getting chilly. All I got to settle with two holes in it. Till it starts to rain, and the patter on the pavement keeps me awake. 'Cause I'm spending all my Sundays in this dead end dump, and waking up on Monday and I still feel drunk. 'Cause I've been a lost cause all along.
that I need. Don't know what you're doing, messing with the likes of me. That don't matter now. Just keep on living fast and proud. 'Cause all I really want is to have someone around. December's coming and it's getting chilly. All I got's a sweater with two holes in it. I don't mind the weather till it starts to rain, and the patter on the pavement keeps me awake. 'Cause I'm spending all my Sundays in this dead end dump, waking up on Monday and I still feel drunk. 'Cause I've been a lost cause all along.
I've been a psychologist for 15 years.
Right.
I've come to the sorry conclusion that psychology wasn't doing much to solve the emotional or the mental problems of the human race, and particularly the American people. So I went to Mexico, and a friend of mine who was an anthropologist told me about a method which had been used by the Indians in Mexico, the medicine and the priests, before the white man came. They used mushrooms, they're called sacred mushrooms. And he told me that they still grow in the mountains near Mexico City. So one afternoon, a sunny Saturday afternoon, 6 years ago, he brought over a bag of these mushrooms. And I ate seven of them. And I learned more about psychology, about the human mind, about the human situation in the 5 hours after eating these mushrooms than I had.
They had a 5 hour effect.
Yeah, a 5 hour effect. I learned more in those 5 hours than I had learned studying, doing research in psychology, and treating people as a psychotherapist.
May I first ask you, yes, your title, doctor?
My title?
A medical doctor?
No, I'm a psychologist.
Psychologist, right.
It's estimated by the Federal Food and Drug Administration that perhaps 15 or 20% of our young people today are exploring their consciousness, trying to find out more about their mind using these chemicals.
What, aren't the majority of them doing it for kicks?
I don't think so. I've been on many television programs where middle-aged people sit around and shake their head and worry about the young people having kicks. In the first place, what is a kick? It is true that LSD provides an ecstatic experience. It gives you an incredibly pleasant experience. But this pleasure is not the pleasure that you get from a bottle of beer or that you get from watching even a good television show. The pleasure you get from LSD is being tuned in. You're turned on to your own nervous system. You're turned on to your own body. You're turned on to the incredible wisdom which lies inside every cell in your body. I'm going to go to the hospital.
I feel there.